I'm joined in the studio by freelance columnist author Sylvia Kent. With 10 books and 7 anthologies to her name, her articles have appeared in national, regional magazines and online journals. Her books have been reviewed in The Times and other dailies, and she's vice president of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, and her blog is currently at 313,000 page views. We're going to be talking about the Billericay Readers Group and also about a new exciting project which Sylvia is working on. Joining Sylvia today is writer Liz Wallace, who's originally from the UK but now lives over in Colorado. She's written several travel type books about Essex, and she's appeared on Kansas Radio as well. And also we're going to be talking about Stuart Wallace, who is an artist who has an exhibition in Basildon. I knew it began with B. I got my B's. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's lovely to see you. Now, I do have to say that you are sisters.
Yes. Very proud sister, actually, of my...
Full disclosure.
She's my little one. Oh, my little one is... Because there are 5 of us, you see.
Oh, it's good. I'm the baby out of 6.
I'm the baby. Yeah. It's lovely being the baby.
Oh. Yeah. You always stay forever the baby. Doesn't matter how old you get, always baby.
No. 105 and she's still the baby.
I look good for
my
age.
You do look absolutely well. And now we're going to start with you, Sylvia. Sylvia Kent, who comes in every month with the book club and different guests. We were just talking, by the way, about last month's guest.
Yes, Dennis Stoner. He loved coming. He loved meeting you, actually. First time in studio.
Yes.
And he doesn't mind me saying it. He was shaking. Mm. But you put him at ease and he loved it. And he had... I can't remember how many thousand, but quite a few people coming back on Facebook, I think it was.
Yeah. And he gave a lovely readout as well of one of his stories.
Yes.
And,
And his voice, wasn't it? Lovely. Yeah. He's listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Why have our voices...
Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Dennis. Billericay Readers Group, let's kick off with what you're...
We're doing very well. We've been going 18 years now. And these are some of the books we're reading. We go up and down across silly books and reading The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck. The Siege by lovely Helen Dunmore, who actually came to Brentwood one year with the our festivals that we have in March. She came to Brentwood County High School. We've got A Walk Across the Sun by Corbin Anderson. And this, we've got The Siege and one other book I'm reading. Oh, it's a bit rude to tell its title. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Could you not say blank of blank?
No.
Or is it just blank?
Blank. But it's such a fascinating book.
And who's the author?
Somebody called Stephen Strang.
Right.
And really is funny. I picked it up last week in Devon, when we were in Devon.
Oh, did you?
And yes. Oh. I'll show you later.
Yeah. But anyway, it's obviously a secret book. Yes. She's not sharing with
you. I know. That's what sisters... I mean, what can you do?
But read. And that's what we say to our writers. You've got to read other people's work. Next month, and over Christmas, we've got A Christmas Carol, of course, by Charles Dickens. God Help the Child by Toni Morrison. And The Five People You Meet in Heaven by Mitrich Albion. Now, we don't read everyone. Who has time to do that? I read quickly. I try to absorb if I'm not tired. But usually I can get through a couple of books a month. I think Liz can too.
Yes.
You're a great reader, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, and then we're coming up to our Christmas party with the readers, and that will be fun in Billericay. And we've also been working with Brentwood Writers Circle. Had a super do a fortnight ago, all-day event. Some people say, what do you do there? We try to welcome new writers, because some of them are a bit scared, don't know why. Yes, we're all down to earth, aren't we?
Yep.
But we all do quite well, I think. 60 members don't always turn up, but some write short stories, some articles, some are right in the middle of their novels, and then we help them a bit with their a publisher or an agent if we can. But we give support. So that's locally, and London, of course, is the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, and that's going well. We meet up there at the National Liberal Club. I have lots of competitions, and I've just won one.
Oh,
yes. Which I've won the John Walter Salver for Journalism, which is the Times based competition. And it's got a nice silver salver and a check, which is very useful.
Oh, let's give a round of applause. Yes. Well done, Sylvia.
Anyway, so wine,
good
sherry,
for Sister Sylvia.
So I'm happy with that one. Some of your guests, whom I've brought along, have done very well. I'm sure all of this helps, you know. Mm. Rather than sitting at home all by yourself with the family just saying, what is she doing up there?
Yeah.
They are being published, which is the most wonderful thing, isn't it, Liz?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing like seeing your name on a book,
yes,
or an article. It doesn't matter.
Something you've really worked on, thought about for maybe years. Mm. Liz will tell you, because hopefully you'll hand over now to her, that particular little book she's got there called Christmas in Essex is still going after 9, 10 years.
Yes.
And it's on the front of some of the best bookshops that we have in Essex. And every time I go in, I get thrilled about it, because she will tell you a bit about that and about her son.
Now, just moving over to Liz.
Yes.
It's lovely to see you, because I haven't seen you for a few years, because you do pop over. You live in Colorado now.
I do, Denver.
And what's it like over there, by the way?
We've already had two lots of snow, and I'm sorry, it's going to be in Fahrenheit, but it was 17 degrees. So.
Yeah.
That's really quite cold for this time of the year in Colorado, even for Colorado, even around the Rockies. So,
Well, your sister's taking a picture just to throw you off while you're talking on the radio. Now, Liz, tell us about when you first started to write.
Well, it's basically what Sylvia was just saying. It's the encouragement. She was the one who encouraged me to start writing. And my first book was Extraordinary Places Close to London. But that soon followed by some local history type books for, I think it was the sister company for Tempest at the time, called Arcadia Publishing. And I wrote a few books for them. But then basically Sylvia said, well, you know, why don't you do one on Essex? So that's what I did. It's Christmas Past in Essex. And that's been a lot of fun for many, many reasons, to write those memories down of what people's lives were like during those Christmas holiday, how they coped, especially after the war.
Because people have got so much now children asking for, glad I don't have kids, but they ask for phones that are about £600 to £1,500.
Yeah, what do you do?
And when I was, we didn't have toys that expensive, and I'm sure that your generation never had. My mum said she would have got a tangerine and that would have been, a tangerine, where did that come from?
In a stocking, in a real stocking.
Mm, yeah.
That sort of stretched a bit.
Yeah.
So there would be... There would be nuts and a tangerine
and
there's some some of those gold coins with chocolate. So, but one of the nicest things, just one of the nicest things about the Christmas Past in Essex was a gentleman that contacted me through the publisher, who said he opened the book and there was a photograph of his mother at Old Church Hospital in Romford.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I have no photograph at all of my mother in uniform.
Oh.
And so Arcadia contacted me and said, not Arcadia, it was Tempest, or the History Press at that time, I think it was.
Which is still the History Press.
Yes, yes. And they said, well, can we give him a copy of this photograph? And I said, well, I've got to go back to Old Church Hospital because of copyright. Mm. And they kindly gave him a photograph of it. But to think that this man opened this book and saw his mother in uniform at Old Church was... just so special. And that's just one. Yeah. That's just one
thing. Tell us about another one of the stories from the book, actually.
Oh, gosh. There's a picture of... Actually, it's our family. Because our parents got married on Christmas Day. So, legitimately, they could be in the book.
Yeah. Mm.
And there's mother and father and the five girls. And I'm 9 months old in this photograph. So just researching that. And I must have known they got married on Christmas Day, because people did, because that was a day off. Yeah. And people couldn't take a day off to go to a wedding. Yeah. So they got married on Christmas Day.
Do you know, I've never even heard
on
of
a
that.
Holiday.
I didn't think that was... possible.
Yes, they got married on the on Christmas Day, and that was 1930. Actually, yeah. 1930. On December 25th, and so. You know, to see their wedding photograph, because they wanted people to come to the wedding, so they arranged it so that people had the day off.
Could come.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's just a little little trivia there.
The ministers didn't know that when they looked at the book.
How could they not know that? Yeah. Mm. So it just little bits like that. But throughout the book, there's so much... I know I'm promoting my own book, but but anyway, that's a nice little story, as well as policemen and firefighters and you name it, because they all worked on Christmas Day.
Yeah, and it's a great little book for Christmas as well, and it is, as you said, still available all around Brentwood.
Waterstones, and the front cover, of course, was done by another sister who's an artist as well as a musician.
Second sister.
Who's the oldest sister?
Peggy in Basildon, and she has given some memories. And you've got some poetry in there, haven't you?
Yes, a little bit.
With another sister.
Yes, all sorts of things in there.
So no boys in the family, just girls?
No.
Five girls with us and one boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh, I think they tried really, really hard. Yes. And then I was the fifth girl, and so it's wonderful being a disappointment. Yeah. But
they were just practicing.
It's good being, as I said, being the youngest, you get away with murder normally. Yeah. Now, just moving back to yourself, Sylvia, you've got a new project coming up, Brentwood 50 Famous Buildings.
Yes.
I thought you said you weren't going to write any more
books. I know.
You said, I'm definitely not. I'm writing another one.
Look, I'm very lucky. I was offered 10.
Yeah.
But being about, my age, it's not wise, is it really? But this one, because I do love architecture... And I can include mansions, we have them, and I can include little buildings that are hidden around corners, and I know the owners because I've used them in past books and on some of the radio shows I've done, because we do history on radio, as you know.
Yeah.
So it's a natural thing, so... Yeah,
there we go. When's that going to be out? Is it out?
June. Oh, I have to get it in by June, so I have to work really hard. Watch the weather, because photography is very important.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Another book from Sylvia there. There we go. I'm hoping you're going to do... Have you done the jam book yet? The homemade jams?
I can if I wish.
Yeah, I think you should.
But it's quite a lot... Well, it's to do with winemaking and jamming and marmalading and all that. There is an agent, and there is also... I'm lucky, aren't I?
Yeah.
A lot of people are dying for these people, but I meet them in London anyway. Mm. It's just a question of, have I got the time?
Mm-hmm. I like to sample the jams, I wasn't going to make any of them. Yeah, I just wanted to test them all.
Or piccalillis. I think you like my piccalillis.
I do like the piccalillis. That doesn't last very long. No. That goes in a cheese sandwich, normally half the pot, and it just disappears.
Well, I only do little ones.
we were talking about Basildon Art Gallery, because your son, Liz, Stuart Wallace, is a professional artist. He's from Colorado, but originally from...
Yes, he's an Essex boy.
Yep.
We went over to the States, to Kansas City in 1978, so it's 40 years ago now.
Yeah.
And everyone teases me that I do not have an American accent, but and Stuart's accent is as strong as mine, even though he was 9 when he went over, and his younger brother was 7 and the eldest was 10. And so but over the years, Stuart has he graduated from the Kansas City Art Institute, and just has always painted, and is now selling his paintings. He's had them in New York and various places in Colorado in the mountains. And Sylvie suggested that she would contact some local galleries, and this one in particular at Eastgate said, we'd love to have to show a couple of his paintings. And so I brought them over in a suitcase, and they are now on show at Eastgate. So that's really very exciting for him to be able to say he is showing in Essex. Yeah. And but his website, if I may give it to you, is www.stuart Wallace.com. That's his website, stuartjwallace.com, and he's selling in South America and everywhere. He's sold two already since being here.
Give us an idea of the type of art that he does.
It's mostly contemporary and abstract. He uses all mediums. He uses watercolour. He has some very unusual techniques that he uses.
Oils.
He just uses everything. Some of his paintings are 5 foot by 4 foot, so that's almost impossible for me to bring. Although I did bring. Well, he mostly paints on canvas, so they can be stretched here onto a frame. And he's just really enjoying and selling, and he's having fun.
Yeah. So, how long is it going on for at the Basden Art Gallery? How long is the exhibition going to be?
Another
for?
2 weeks, and but they are on my weblog as well.
Yep.
With pictures of Liz and Stuart, lovely picture of Stuart,
and other artists too. I was really pleased when I walked into that studio and saw that the level of artists. I mean, they range from every medium and every style, and it's very exciting to be part of that.
44 of them.
Yes.
Wow. Creative family.
No, I mean, they...
No, no, I didn't mean 44. I'm just saying, it's creative.
I know,
creative.
We
yeah.
It comes out. Michelle, it comes out. What can you do?
It would be strange if there was 44 paintings by your family, just by the whole family.
They're in the front, by the way, on the easels. They have the easels in the front. And, so... You know, a wonderful little gallery. No one knew. And I'm getting hundreds, thousands of hits because of my little nephew, see. So I'm pleased.
Yes, and it's interesting to see the spikes of interest when you go online. You go, gosh, what happened there? It looks like some kind of heart monitor or something.
This is why it's important, because there are... My mum, as I said, she's 80. She's actually 88. She'll be angry I've said that, but she doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter. But she goes on to Facebook now, and she messages all the family. And it's one of those things, you know... the internet has really opened up the world, especially for people. My mum is now on her own, but she interacts with us all the time. No matter where she is, she's got her tablet with her, and she messages. It's a great medium as well for advertising, whether you've got your books or whether you are, you know, you're an artist. It's a great way to get your name out and being on the internet and actually knowing about it.
Yes,
and it's pretty simple as well.
It's changed everything. Yeah. The internet has changed everything.
Well, it ties in with this loneliness thing, because I've been working on that for donkey's years, and suddenly it's in every single newspaper. Yeah. So I have a couple of features I've done and ways to get around it, including the Silver Line, which they started about 5 years ago, and I'm involved with that. But really,
what do the Silver Line do? What do they do?
Well, it's mainly telephonic, that if you're lonely... is it Esther Ransom?
Yes.
So she, you know, I picked up with that, and they put me on. And yes, you can talk to people, help people, particularly with Parkinson's. My sister-in-law in Birmingham does that. And it's very important. And it's important to phone them at certain times so they know they're going to have a good chat. Because some people don't talk to, have no connection with anyone.
Yep.
Not even the milkman anymore.
No.
You know, it's so sad. And that's why we have chats on buses and trains, don't we?
Yes.
I've got one of these funny faces where they start talking to me. I think they feel sorry for me.
I get that too. That's why I avoid public transport. It's like I'm in with my car, because I always get that person saying hello. And I'm like, no, you don't know me. You don't know me. I don't want to talk to anybody today. I'm very cruel. It's outside this studio.
Beast.
I'm cruel. Cut people dead.
No, you're not.
So have you got any more, are you going to be doing any more books, Liz? Are you going to continue writing?
Yeah, since my husband passed away, I must admit the desire has gone down. I think if I do anything, it will be my memoirs of leaving Essex and arriving in Kansas City on a very snowy day, and my life thereon, because you know, people want to know, the family want to know, how did Grandma get here? What happened to make her come? And it was, of course, my husband's job.
Yeah.
He worked for an American company, and they needed someone with his expertise in America, in Kansas City. So we went over, and we stayed 1 year, 2 years. It led to another couple of years, and before that, after that rather, it's, oh, should we sell the house? And oh, and so that's what we did, because your children make lives there and you tend to stay with your children and now grandchildren. I have 7 boys and 1 granddaughter, so you know, we've almost got a football team.
It's almost 11.
What do you miss most about the UK?
My family. Yeah. My family.
I thought you were going to say Marmite.
No, I can buy that, Michelle. Yes, you can buy anything on the internet anymore.
Are you a lover of Marmite? I love it myself.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Do you, yeah. Sylvia? Yes.
I used to bring things over to England, and they would bring things over to me when they came to visit. But as the years progressed, I mean, it's 40 years. Things have completely done a turnaround. So you can buy anything, you can go anywhere, you can see anyone. And so mostly I have English shops I go to, though, special English shops that sell. So, yeah, I can buy my Easter eggs and my everything.
Excellent. And your crackers.
And my crackers.
I wonder what you're going to say. Then.
Don't forget the crackers.
I thought you were going to say crack. I was like, that's right, Sylvia. What are you on about?
Well, she's put
is a family show.
It is a family show.
Yeah. You have an article about crackers. Tom.
I do.
Whatever his name is.
Gosh, we're going back a few years. But, you know, when I went through the customs one time at Heathrow or Gatwick, I can't remember, I had 2 boxes of crackers. And he said I was only allowed 1. Oh. And I said, why? Why? He said, well, the amount of, I think it's the pita in a snap, and he said, no, you're just allowed 1. So I said, well, where's the other box going to? Then I thought, it's going home with him this evening, but it probably went to a children's, you know,
I just would have pulled all the crackers, really, and stamped all the presents.
Put the hats on. Oh, crack them all there. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Again, see, I'm quite evil when it comes to the general public. So thank you very much to Sylvia and to Liz. If you want to find out more about Sylvia, you can go to Sylvia's blog, which is Sylvia Kent. Type it into Google. You'll find it. It's Blogspot. 313,000 page views. It's always really busy. Yeah. And if you want to find a copy of Liz Wallace's book, which is the Christmas book entitled... Christmas Past in Essex. It is everywhere still in Essex, and you'll find it in all the local bookshops here as well. And if you want to go along to the Basildon Art Gallery, Stuart Wallace, who is an artist, has got his modern art being shown there for the next 2 weeks. So thanks very much for coming in, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Lovely to see you. And I can't believe Liz hasn't got an accent. I really can't.
No, she's so tiny.
There's certain words, but overall... Yes. No.
No accent.
I'm an Essex girl. Always.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Here we go. Let's have a little bit of music. Here is Tom O'Dell with Half As Good As You. Or Us, should be really.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Michelle.
Can I take a picture?
Sure.